1230 KHAS.
Back in the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between St. Cecilia and Adams Central. We just spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, tonight really begins a kind of a rugged week for you. Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, and then playing the Hoops Classic on Saturday against Brooding Davenport Shickley. So it's a big week for the Hawks.
Yeah, it is. Our kids look forward to this, and our coaches do. Every time you get to February after your conference tournament, a lot of people are looking towards districts and, you know, things like that. But you don't look ahead this time of the year when you're on our schedule because of the fact that, you know, this week you got three number one type caliber teams in 1 week. And, you know, our kids, it really keeps them focused. And you got to be playing well this time of the year, you know, to kind of get to the next game. And that's kind of been our focus, even going into last weekend, going on the road, was to get back on track and play real well.
The atmospheres in all three nights are expected to be crazy and wild, and it just really prepares you for the postseason, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And sometimes you can get caught up in the stresses of hey, we're going to have big crowds and we're going to have louder crowds, and your kids are all, you know, when someone makes a three-point shot, it might seem like it's a five-point shot, you know, but that's part of being in the postseason too. You know, your kids have to be able to handle those emotions. They have to know that, you know, it's back to the disciplines of the games, and the old truths are still the truths, according to Coach Trader. And you've still got to do the basic fundamental things correctly. If you can do that, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win.
In these games, oftentimes you just got to control your emotions at the beginning of the ball game. The adrenaline's going to be rolling, but you just got to play basketball.
Yeah, it is. And you look at practice, you know, in 1 day yesterday, you know, kids have just got a little extra bounce in their step. They're ready. And when you have that, you know, you got their focus. And our kids are pretty smart about, you know, this week has always been there. These kids were managers when we played, you know, the three-game stretches back against the Ralstons and Scutts, and then always had GICC and AC on the same week. And so they understand the familiarity of the week. We appreciate the fact that we get to play in the Heartland Hoops Classic, but it doesn't matter a hill of beans until we take, you know, play tonight and play well.
You like playing in these games, so like coaching in games like this?
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of the coaching sometimes completely out of it. You try to let your athletes, have as much freedom as you can, at least in our program, as to the decisions that they're going to make on the floor. You hope you prepare and practice throughout the season, but this time of the year, you know, you go off a Friday, Saturday doubleheader weekend, you take Sunday off, and all of a sudden you got to be ready to play. You get 1 day of preparation. There isn't going to be any gimmicks or anything you've been saving. You know, I don't think so at this time of the season. You got to do the basics well, and, you know, as a coach, you just kind of like to sit back and let the kids decide the game.
A win over Parkview Christian, a win over Lincoln Lutheran this past weekend, both on the road, both in Lincoln. Looks like you played pretty well.
Yeah, our defense really had, we locked down pretty well on both those teams because Parkview Christian's got three really good athletes that can scare you and put the ball in the hole at any time. And then going to play Lincoln Lutheran for the back-to-back contest, the last time they had played was the loss they had here in the conference tournament. So you kind of wonder, how are your kids going to react to staying overnight? How are they going to react to, being on the road for the second night in 2 days? And, the games kind of played out exactly like we had thought they would. We were very physical. We had to play great defense. We were missing Derek Boyd. He was out with the mono. And so we found some pieces that really played well. And, when you put your defense and your rebounding out there every night, I think you got a chance to win.
Derek Boyd trying to battle back. Is he a go tonight?
Yeah, he's going to start. He got cleared Monday morning from the doctor, and if he could practice well last night, we thought that he was such a vital part of our team. And, he looked good in practice. How long he's going to go, his stretches will be less limited, I'm guaranteeing you that, over time. But, Grant Schmidt won't start, who started about 15, 16 games in a row, which is kind of hard for – but he totally understands the situation. Our kids are smart. We've had Dayton Seeley coming back into the lineup. We've had guys throughout the season in and out, you know, because of injuries or illnesses. So our kids understand, I think – with Derek on the floor, it gives us that, I think he's the backbone of our interior at times. So You know, it gives us a chance to be as physical, and he's a shot blocker. I mean, you can make a couple mistakes here and there, possibly on the perimeter, and he kind of cleans it up for you.
Well, with guys in and out of the lineup, you have still been able to roll along at 17-1. That's a testament to your basketball team.
Well, we figured at the beginning of the year we had some depth, and we got tested right away with Alex Tino out and Dayton Seely goes out, and you start to look at, you know, younger kids or kids with less experience, and Grant Schmidt's really, really, really played consistently throughout the entire stretch. He's probably one of our best defenders. And then you just look at, you know, the kids that came back off of injury, they accepted their roles until they melted back into the whole thing. So it's an unselfish basketball team, which is great for a coach to, you know, there's not a lot of looking at stats or anything like that. They're just out there to, you know, play for each other and hopefully get a win.
It's Adams Central here tonight. Patriots coming out for their win in the Luplack Conference Tournament over the weekend. Obviously a great basketball team.
Yeah, it is. It's an explosive basketball team, and they can get hot and shoot you right out of the gym. Their defensive intensity is really starting to pick up, and you know, they came off a three-game stretch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and anytime you're in a conference tournament, it's going to be a tough battle, and they showed that winning all those games by double digits that they are head and shoulders above that conference at this time. But you know, we've got to be prepared. I mean, they just shoot the ball so well. If we make a little mistake tonight, it'll turn into, you know, one of those 6-0 runs that, you know, sometimes are the difference.
What impresses you most about Adams Central is get ready?
Well, their guard plays excellent. They've had these guys on the floor now for two straight years. And one of the things I've noticed is how athletic Evan Lindblad is inside. He changes a lot of things for him. He does a great job of posting up, and then he's a shot blocker too in his own right. He leaps really well, and their depth has been improved. The Nelson kid coming off the bench over the last three games, I think he started one of those games. You know, he's definitely a scoring threat, and you know, Coach Foster's done a great job of getting him an 8-9 man rotation, whereas we've got to do a good job of matching matchups as throughout the game. We got to really watch their lineups and make sure that we got guys that can guard guys off the dribble and can get out on the three-point line and make sure we're contesting shots.
David Bolin is what makes their offense go, so to speak, for Adams Central. Talk about him as a player. What's the game plan on him tonight?
Well, he's been a really great player now, and he's only a sophomore. Tina game as a sophomore with a base of defenses, you know, being draped all over him and so forth. But I think what really has made him a really nice player is the balance that they've shown. You know, their other players compliment. If you can't double team anybody on their team, that's the one thing that I've seen on film, is somebody's going to burn you if you don't. So, you know, straight up, we've got to really make things just contested. I mean, we have to make everything they do a little more difficult, try to push it out maybe another foot on the three-point line. Don't let them get anything in the paint. I mean, it's going to come down who wins that battle in the paint, and whether or not, you know, we can keep their drive out of there or their post touches out of the paint, you know, that'll be a big key.
And getting Boyd back will help you out with the Lindblad insight.
Yeah, I will. You know, over the weekend we played his brother Blaine a lot, and Braden Poppy got some quality minutes, and Grant Schmidt was guarding a kid, you know, 4 to 5 inches taller than him on Friday night at Parkview Christian. So we feel we have the ability without Boyd, but now adding Derek back in there, his experience this year and his ability to go inside, outside, and the offensive end really gives us another weapon.
Both of these teams average less than 40 points per ball game, giving up on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive struggle tonight?
I sure hope not. I mean, I want to play great defense. I hope they struggle offensively, but I definitely want to see the kids putting the ball in the hole for us. You know, I think we've got a better offensive gel here lately, and I think Dayton Seely's helped, you know, some of that, being a little bit more of a playmaker on the floor at times offensively. So we feel that, you know, I don't think the game's going to get stuck in the 30s. If it does, you know, it's probably not. It's probably going to be just because of the great defense, and kids can't get the looks they're used to. But I, you know, I realistically, I see the game, you know, 50s.
What's this game usually come down to?
Well, I think you got to keep your emotions in check and play throughout the game. There's going to be, you know, 6-8-0 runs by both teams, back and forth. But you have to keep those in limitation of those. You got to just make sure your emotions stay in check. You got to be able to control the paint. I think we've done a great job throughout the season and against Adams Central of being good inside. And last year we went back to the inside game in the second half, and I think that's where we won the game. So that's definitely something we're going to try to do tonight.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings Saints SA, you're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get sent for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia's. We've spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster, and coach sitting at 18-2 on the season. Of course, a big weekend for you, winning the Luplat Conference Tournament.
Yeah, we feel very good about what happened last weekend. It was nice having it our place. But then again, there's no guarantees. Just because it's your place, you're going to win, and you're the one seed. So I was proud of our guys. On the opening night, we didn't offensively play very well, but we defended well and got ourselves a chance to get in the semis, and then we really played well offensively for the most part the next two games.
A win over Kearney Catholic in the semis, a win over Ord in the championship game. Like you said, offense came alive in those two games.
Yeah, and just the way those two games were played, there was a lot of opportunities for our guards to make plays. Kearney Catholic made it a very full court game, and then Ward played 1-3-1 the majority of the game. So really the ball was in our guards' hands, figuratively and literally. And so our guys handled it pretty well and made a lot of shots in the perimeter, which really, really helped us.
In the ball game against Ward, I think I read that was the fourth straight game. Your defense held your opposition under 40% shooting. So obviously defense has been the key down the stretch here.
I think so. And really, I mean, like we said against Loup City, we did not offensively play very well against Lexington and even Hastings High. For the most part, our offense was not playing at its peak performance probably, but our defense really helped us in all those games.
Defense obviously will be a key in tonight's ball game, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenal team we're playing. You know, very, very well coached, a lot of depth. They just very, very well disciplined. Saints not going to make a bunch of mistakes, and so we're really going to have to come in and play well tonight.
People are a win over Hastings High, so this is kind of like the battle of Hastings here tonight, and this is a second ball game for you guys.
Well, we talk about that, that we're the only school out of the three schools that gets to play everybody in town. And so, you know, it's nice because usually, you know, when we play, both teams are having pretty successful seasons, the way it's been the last few years. And, you know, the kids growing up playing against each other, they play in the summertime together. And I really think there's a good respect between our two programs here. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully.
Usually not a lot of surprises in this game, is there?
No. Like we play twice a week in the summer all the time. They grow up playing together. We know exactly what they want to do. They know exactly what we want to do, and it's really going to come down to execution on the kids' part.
It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central here tonight at the Chapman Gym. So take a look at the St. Cecilia. What impresses you most about their team?
They're the most disciplined team we'll play all year. I mean, them and GICC are very similar. They play great motion. They don't take bad shots. They play great defense. They don't make mistakes. I mean, that's the biggest thing is most teams, when you got 16 and 17-year-old kids out there, are going to make mental errors, and they just make so few of them that you have to play very, very clean and efficient to have a chance to beat them.
Of course, so Brooks Asher, what makes their offense go? Just talk about him.
Well, he's a great shooter. I mean, phenomenal shooter. I mean, if you give him a foot of space, he's going to take it, and he'll make you pay. Everybody has seen that. We saw it last year in our game. I think he had 24 or 25 and really played well. You know, Zach Kitten is a guy that really has our attention that we think, in many ways, he's an X factor because he is a phenomenal athlete, got a phenomenal motor, he's you know, their best post presence, great rebounder. He can shoot the three. I mean, they have multiple guys that are very talented. I think Kitten and Asher really kind of set the table for everybody else.
One other guy in there, Derek Boyd, he's had a good season inside for the Hawks as well.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a great rebounder. He's got a high motor. I mean, they're very, very good at what they do. And their MO is to be very physical with you. And if you don't handle that, then you're in for a long night.
How do you handle Saint Cecilia tonight? What's kind of the game plan?
Well, we're going to have to, I mean, we want to run. We're going to have to try to get out and get something in transition. And we talked about this. I don't care who it is. If you're playing a good team, it's hard to score 5-on-5. I mean, the best teams find ways to get easy offense, whether it be putbacks or transition or get to the free throw line. It's going to be hard to score just in a half-court set 5-on-5. So I think transition for us is important, that we're able to board effectively and get out and run and try to get some easier shots in transition.
So, again, Adams Central getting set to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got just a handful of games left in the regular season before you guys head into a sub-district play. So this is kind of one of the final tune-ups for you guys.
Yeah, our schedule, and we talk about this every year at this time, our schedule is kind of backloaded usually, that down the stretch we play good basketball teams. And, you know, as you want to go into districts, that's what you want. You want to be tested. And we're definitely going to be tested tonight, as we will be in Ravenna on Thursday and Kearney Catholic next week. And we've got some tough games coming here.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
It's time to shop for your Valentine. Find a great selection with sweet prices at Goodwill. Not only do you get a sweetheart of a deal, you support Goodwill's mission services. Services support people living with a disability on Valentine's Day and every day. Visit goodwillne.org to find a store near you.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Apple Funeral Home. Let our family help your family. Apple Funeral Home. In your time.
KHAS.
And welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Jam-packed Chapman Gymnasium tonight. The long-awaited game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central is finally here. Patriots are 18-2 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia 17-1. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Hawks, Dayton Seeley, a 6-foot junior, averaging 4.3 points per ball game. Derek Boyd, a 6'4" junior. Boyd back into the starting lineup after missing about 10 days with mononucleosis. Boyd is averaging 11.4 points per ball game. Brooks Asher, 6'2" and a junior. Brooks is averaging 15.1 points per game. Zach Kitten, 6'5" and a junior. Kitten is averaging 10.7 per game, and Seth Kierkegaard, a 6'2" junior, averaging 6.3 points per ball game. Adams Central goes with David Boland tonight. Boland, 6'1" and a sophomore, averaging 16 points per ball game. Connor Nelson, 5'10" and a junior. Nelson is averaging 5.4. Tyler Warmstad, 5'10" and a junior. He is averaging 10.1 points per ball game. Luke Goldenstein, 6'4" and a junior. Goldenstein is averaging 3.1 points per ball game, and Evan Lindblad, 6'6" and a senior, averaging 6.4 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings: 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia shoots to our basket to our white tonight, or to our left, dressed in their white and blue uniforms. Adams Central to the basket to their right, dressed in their blue and red and white uniforms here tonight. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. The Hawks have lost only once this year. That was in the conference tournament to Grand Island Central Catholic, and they turn the ball away. St. Cecilia hammers it down on the baseline, and they turn the ball away. First turnover on the Blue Hawks. They average 10 turnovers per ball game this season. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Bolin comes out to Connor Nelson. He drives the ball down the lane. Bounce pass comes to Lindblad. He takes the ball on the lane, stops, turns around, fires up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten of St. Cecilia. Kitten gets it away down to Seth Kierkegaard. Here come the Hawks in their second possession. Others first quarter of play down in the corner. Asher fakes the three, drives the baseline. The ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. Asher is knocked down on the play. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Connor Nelson. That's going to be his first. First foul on the Patriots here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Asher from the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And Lindblad grabs the rebound. Evan Lindblad has got it down for Adams Central as they race her back the other way to David Bolin. We played 1 minute here in this one. No score between St. Cecilia and Adams Central tonight. Connor Nelson with the ball comes across the top. That's Kyler Warmstadt. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Right on his face defensively is Dayton Seeley. Far sideline is going to be Connor Nelson. Now to Bolin. Bolin is hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called as Bolin is knocked down. A personal foul is going to be called here on Seth Kierkegaard of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Hawks. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Lindblad has got it. Out to Goldenstein. Back down in the corner. Bolin for three. Shot good. David Bolin knocks down a three-pointer from the deep left corner. You got to get out in his face because he can bomb him in from everywhere. David Bolin is a 38% shooter from three-point territory. He gets the Patriots on the scoreboard. 3-0 is the score. Earlier this contest, Seth Kierkegaard goes inside. There's a shot by Asher. It's up and in. Asher banks went in off of the window. 3-2 is the score now. St. Cecilia back within one. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. David Bolin with the ball now for Adams Central. Goes on the far sideline to Connor Nelson. There's Goldenstein. Back to Bolin. Launches up another three. His shot good again. David Bolin, you get him warmed up. Look out. Couple of field goals and 6 points now for Bolin. 6-2 is the score. Here's Kitten in the lane. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. Knocked down. Another follow shot by Boyd. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bolin. It's now a 6-2 ball game. There's a long-range jumper again by Bolin. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Zach Kitten in backcourt. Kitten has got the ball as he runs it across the 10-second line. Here's Asher as he drives it to the basket. His shot's up and in. Brooks Asher scores. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Adams Central leading by two. Bolin again walks it across the 10-second line. Kierkegaard will pick him up. There's a Kyler Warmstadt with the ball. Now to Connor Nelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. Spins in a lane. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good. Evan Lindblad scores right in front of the little goal. And it's now an 8-4 ball game. Patriots shooting the ball well coming out here in this first period of play. Here's Seeley. Now to Asher for three. His shot's going to be up there. Hits the back iron. No good. And the ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Adams Central playing things in. Garrett Sittner comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming in will be Cale Pleak. Both teams are pretty deep. They can play 9, 10, 11 players here with no problem. Garrett Sittner coming in with Pleak. Also coming in for St. Cecilia. We're going to see Alex Tino into the ball game now and Grant Schmidt. There's David Bolin with the ball. Hands it away to a Connor Nelson. Open from 15. Takes a shot and hits it. 11-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. Adams Central has got the lead here in the first period. There's Alex Tino. Tino comes across the top to Schmidt. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Kitten with the ball. He's double teamed. Kitten gets rid of it. Outside now to Grant Schmidt. Dribbling out here in three-point territory. Sends it over in the far sideline. Kitten. He drives it against Lindblad. Double team on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Pleak. Cale Pleak grabs the ball for Adams Central down the far sideline. Is Sittner. Now to Lindblad. Too far underneath the basket. Goes back out in the corner. Sittner for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Pleak has got it. His shot can be rejected by Grant Schmidt. And the ball recovered here by Zach Kitten. Down to Seeley down the right sideline. Shoves off. Drives the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be solid to play. Nice move there by Dayton Seeley to the basket for the Hawks. A foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on David Bolin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. Lindblad checks out. Luke Goldenstein coming to the ballgame now for Adams Central. Kyler Warmstadt also comes back in. Dayton Seeley to the free throw line. Seeley just a 52% foul shooter on the season for the Hawks. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia has really had trouble from the free throw line this season, hitting only 57% as a team. 10-6 is the score. Adams Central has got to lead over number one ranked Hastings St. Cecilia here in this basketball game tonight. There's Wormsat with the ball, drives it down the left side of the lane out to David Bolin. Bolin picked up there by Tino. Bolin drills to the top of the key, sends it over here to Garrett Sittner. Now outside the ring again, Kyler Wormsat. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. There's Cale Pleak with the ball. Pleak down to Garrett Sittner. Looks at the three, dribbles it to the top of the circle, throws up the three, a shot no good. Bound for the rebound. It comes out here on the baseline. Picked up by Luke Goldenstein, an offensive board there for the Patriots. Adams Central gets the ball back here with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Long range three put up there by Wormsat. No good. The ball grabbed here on the baseline by the Hawks. Rebound to Zach Kitten. Into the forecourt. Now to Alex Tino. Tino on the left side of the floor. Gets it out to the top of the circle. That's going to be Zach Kitten. Now to Seeley on the right side. Here's Tino again. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Alex Tino on the right wing. Sends it inside to a Zach Kitten. He's double-teamed. Dribbles down to the corner on the right side. Back out to Alex Tino. Down to the right sideline. That's going to be Asher with the ball. They feed it inside. Zach Kitten goes up in the lane. His shot's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Pleak. Cahill Pleak has got the rebound for Adams Central. Down the near sideline. Down to Wormsat. He drives it to the goal. His shot good and he's fouled. Tyler Wormsat gets the field goal. He's fouled into play here by Dayton Seeley. Adams Central has jumped on the Hawks early. 12-6 to the score. Now Wormsat will go to the free throw line for the Patriots. Tyler is a 65% foul shooter on the season. He's 29 out of 44 from the free throw line. Adams Central is a team hitting 73% of their foul shots this year. 43% from the field and 35% from three-point territory. So Kyler Wormsat to the free throw line for the Patriots. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there and in. Now 13-6 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in the first period. 2.5 minutes to play. There's Derek Boyd with the ball now. Derek Boyd comes out to Asher. High right side. They get the ball into the hands of Seth Kierkegaard, who's back into the ball game. And Grant Schmidt, now to Tino. Tino on the left wing behind the screen from Asher. He can't put up a shot. Now Tino penetrates all the way to the goal. His left-handed layup. Good. Alex Tino takes it to the hole and scores. It's now a 13-8 ball game. St. Cecilia back within five. Connor Nelson right in front of the free throw line has it knocked loose. Picks up at the top of the key. Tries to drive it. The ball is knocked loose again. 3-4 players hit the deck. Rebound comes down to Tino. He dives for the ball and comes up with that loose ball for the Hawks. A turnover on Adams Central, their first of the ball game. St. Cecilia is down by 5 points, 13-8. Seth Kierkegaard with the ball. Lobs it here to Asher, right at the top of the three-point circle. Asher moves to his right, moves it down in the corner, now drives the baseline, puts up a shot, no good, he's hammered in the play. Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line. Connor Nelson picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Patriots. So going to the free throw line. It's going to be Asher. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. He's got 4 points already in the ballgame tonight and a couple of field goals. Asher's free throw is up there. No good. They'll get one more. Asher is averaging 15 points per ballgame. 1 minute, 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-8. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Asher will have one more. It's up there, and the shot is going to be good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Asher checks out. Here comes Hunter Fisher into the ball game now. 13-9 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. Now the Hawks applying pressure back here. David Bolin will bring the ball up for Adams Central as he trots it across the 10-second line. Fisher will be in his face defensively as they match up man on man. There's Kyler Wormsat with the ball. They swing it to the right side. David Bolin. Bowling against Boyd this time. Down to Sittner. Sittner sends it down low to Blindblad. Back out to Sittner for three. Shot is up there and in. Garrett Sittner nails a three ball for Adams Central. And the Patriots have a 16-9 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. There's Hunter Fisher with the ball. Hunter Fisher now to Tino. Tino down to Grant Schmidt. Back out to Tino. There's Fisher on the right sideline. Voice is getting loud here in a jam-packed Chapman Gymnasium tonight. Derek Boyd with the ball on the deep right corner. He's double-teamed. Boyd comes out to Tino. Kevin Asher wants a timeout. Nobody can hear him. Now the official finally recognizes his his wishes. And we got a timeout called here by Hastings St. Cecilia. Timeout Hawks brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 16-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing the Adams Central Patriots in boys play. St. Cecilia girls won the first ball game tonight, 61-32 over Adams Central in our first ball game. The following the timeout, St. Cecilia comes back spinning on the baseline and scoring down there is Grant Schmidt. Nice move to the hole there by Schmidt. That's now a 16-11 ball game. David Boland comes back for Adams Central. Boland covered up, comes to Lindblad. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Boyd for St. Cecilia. Boyd has got the ball being attacked back here in the backcourt by Garrett Sittner. He gets the ball away. That's Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down the right sideline. Picked up there by Kyler Wormstad of Adams Central. There's a feed over here to Kitten. He drives the ball in the lane. Spins. The ball knocked loose, but a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to go here on David Boland again. Eject that. Garrett Sittner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Sittner picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots here in the first quarter. Zach Kitten to the free throw line, 61% for the season for Kitten. He's 40 out of 65, and his shot is up there, no good. The Hawks are now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. So the shooting woes continue from the so-called charity stripe. Has been anything but charity this year for St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten will have one more. Next one is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Racing back the other way is going to be David Boland. He launches up a three. His shot is up there. It hits the front iron. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Boland launches up the last-second desperation shot here in the first. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball at the Chapman Gym. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 11.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Haney's Auto Sales of Hastings has a great selection of used pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and visit with Mike today for a good deal on your next car, truck, or SUV. If he don't have it, he can find it. Haney's has been serving Hastings and the surrounding area since 1962, so it's a name that you can trust. Haney's Auto Sales, located at 1007 South Elm Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-2636. Haney's Auto Sales, clearly meeting car buyers' needs for decades.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Online at furnituredirecthastings.net. St. Cecilia girls knock off Adams Central 61-32 tonight. Other girls game, Hastings High 46, Crete 39. Grand Island Northwest winners over Boone Central, Newman Grove 52-46. And Exeter Milligan winners over McCool Junction tonight 57-11. Play is back in here in the second quarter, and now the Patriots having problems with it here, and probably a jump ball is going to be called. The weatherman, the other official, comes in and says Zach Foster wanted a timeout, and they're going to grant Adams Central with that timeout. So the ball was knocked loose. The scramble is on. Finally, AC got control of it, straddling the 10-second line. The official says that Foster got the timeout in time before the jump ball was called. So we've got another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back with more after this.
America, last year, we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, This isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
I play back in here in the second quarter. Bowling for three. Shot is up off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. St. Cecilia running back the other way with Dayton Seeley. Pulls up at the top of the circle. Now to Asher. Fix the three. Drives the ball to the goal. A shot off the window is no good. Grabbing the rebound for Adams Central is going to be Lindblad. Lindblad off to David Bowling. Streaks it down the left side of the lane. Now drives it. There's a pass down in the corner. Connor Nelson shot good. Connor Nelson throws up a three from the deep right corner. And Adams Central has now got a 19-11 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school play. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's Grant Schmidt circling around, drives it. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lindblad. Evan grabs the ball for Adams Central. Lindblad down to David Bowling. The pass down in the corner is going to be deflected out of bounds. Asher got his hands on it there. Ball deflected away from Connor Nelson. So Adams Central will play things in. And the ball game down for Adams Central is going to be K.O. Pleak. Pleak comes in. Going out will be Goldenstein. Also coming in is going to be Sittner. And Nelson will come to the bench. 6:49 to play in the second quarter. It's 19-11. Adams Central has got the lead over top-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. There's David Bowling with the ball on the right sideline. Knocked loose. Picked up in the corner by Garrett Sittner. Sittner drives. Now gives it out to K.O. Pleak out here in three-point territory. Pleak takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Hands the way now to David Bowling. Asher will pick him up. Bowling throws up a running one-hander. It's good. Bowling got around Asher and hit a running one-hander down the left side of the lane. And the Hawks are trailing by 10 points early in this basketball game. 21-11 is the score. Dayton Seeley with the ball. Now to Asher. Inside to Kitten. Kitten puts up right in front of the basket. His shot good. Zach Kitten scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 21-13. 6:07 to play. Here's Bowling, finds a seam, drives it all the way to the baseline, traveling violation. He went up with a shot, and he couldn't get it out of there. Somebody got a hand in it there for St. Cecilia, and he came down with the ball right on the baseline, and a traveling violation is called on the Patriots. That's his second turnover on Adams Central here in this first half of play. St. Cecilia's got one. They're down to 6 minutes to go until halftime. 21-13 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. St. Cecilia with the ball. Dayton Seeley across the 10-second line. Goes high right side to Zach Kitten. Got a Derek Boyd. Derek Boyd holds the ball over in the right wing. That's going to be Seeley, and the contact made over there, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to be a Garrett Sittner picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots here in the first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Wormstadt. Sittner will come to the bench. 5:45 to play here in the second period, 21-13. Patriots have the lead. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley moves it down in the corner to the Kitten. Kitten can't do anything with the ball. Comes a Seth Kierkegaard down to Seeley down in the corner. That's going to be Boyd. Spins on the baseline and throws the ball away. The officials look. And let's see. They're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. It was a deflected out of bounds here by the Patriots. Patriot fans don't like the call, but Zach Foster, it happened right in front of him. He's not arguing one bit. 5:33 to play. It's 21-13. Hawks are down here in this basketball game. There's Kitten, drives the ball to the right side, gives it to Asher. Nearly ran into Brooks after he got rid of the ball. Asher down on the dribble, throws up a three. A shot good. That's 8 points now for Brooks Asher. 21-16. There's Bowling. Goes down to Lindblad. Baseline jumper good. Lindblad a little 10-footer off of the left baseline. He scores 23-16. Both teams shooting the ball well. Here's Asher. Drives, shoots, and scores. Brooks Asher now with 10 points in the ball game. 23-18. We got 5 minutes to play here in this one. We're in the first half. Kyler Wormstad has got the ball. Seeley will pick him up. Man on man. Wormstad drives the ball in the lane. He loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. And let's see, they give the ball to Adams Central. They say it was knocked out of his hands there by the Hawks. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. David Bowling will inbound the ball here for Adams Central. Bowling was hot early as he scored 8 points for Adams Central. David will inbound the ball here, looking comes way out on top now. Connor Nelson has got the ball. Connor Nelson dribbles one, sends it across the top to Pleak, and now we've got a timeout called. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout for Adams Central. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. 4:37 to play. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 23, St. Cecilia 18.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos will head for Lincoln. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. Women's game will tip off at 6 with a men to follow at 8 o'clock. On the air with the Pepsi pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central led 16-11 at the end of the first quarter. It is now 23-18. The Patriots have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Zach Foster calling the timeout now. With 4:37 remaining here in this second period. Dylan Steinkruger will inbound the ball off of the far sideline for the Patriots. He comes into the backcourt now to Bullen. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Bullen brings it up against Hunter Fisher. There's K.O. Pleak with the ball now to far sideline to Dylan Steinkruger. To K.O. Pleak now to Connor Nelson, who has played well here the past couple of ball games for head coach Zach Foster. Out here in three-point territory is Steinkruger. Now to K.O. Pleak. K.O. Pleak gets it in the hands of Connor Nelson just across the 10-second line. Connor Nelson dribbling with the ball. Now to Steinkruger. High right side behind a screen from Pleak. Now gives the ball away to Pleak. Out to Connor Nelson. Adam Central might be trying to shorten the game up a little bit here. Connor Nelson at the top of the key. Now to K.O. Pleak again. K.O. Pleak dribbling with the ball way beyond the three-point circle. Takes it to the far sideline. Works against Boyd. And now we got a traveling violation is called on Pleak. Third turnover at Adams Central here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction now with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second period. 23-18 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead in this basketball game tonight. Here's Dayton Steele. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Goes on the high right side to Asher behind a Boyd screen. Dribbles to the free throw line, can't put up a shot. Now to Seeley, circles around to the elbow. Out to Boyd in the corner for a three shot. Good. Derek Boyd hits his first field goal of the ball game, a three pointer from the deep right corner. And St. Cecilia is back within two, 23-21. Bowen and Lane shot no good. Rebound Lindblad, shot good. Bowen took it right down the lane to the hoop. He missed the shot, but Evan Lindblad was right there with the offensive board and the putback. Lindblad down with 6 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia back the other way. Down on the baseline. A shot is up there. No good by Seeley, but he's fouled in the play. Personal foul here is going to be whistled on K.O. Pleak of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 in the Patriots. This will be a shooting foul as Dayton Seeley will go to the free throw line. Seeley 2 points in the ballgame tonight. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. 52% foul shooter on the season for Seeley. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there and the shot. No good. No good there by Dayton Seeley. He'll get another one. Here comes Kierkegaard into the ball game. Hunter Fisher checks out. Kitten's going to come back in. Boyd's going to come to the bench. 3:07 left here in the second quarter. 25-21. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. There's the next shot. It's up there. That one is no good. So Dayton Seeley misses a pair of free throws. The Hawks cannot buy anything from the free throw line the past couple of weeks. For that matter, for the season, they're hitting only 57% for the year from the free throw line. Here's Connor Nelson with the ball inside the free throw circle. Now at the other end for Adams Central. Comes out here between the rings to Wormstadt. Now to Bolin. Bolin takes a long three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Grant Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball to Seeley. Long pass ahead to Asher. He drives, shoots, and scores. Asher's got 12 points in the ball game. It's now 25-23, 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central comes back with the ball. David Bowen, he drives it. His shot no good, but he's going to be fouled on the way in. A foul here will go on Kierkegaard of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia, so a non-shooting situation. Adam Central inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tino comes in. Kierkegaard's going to check out. So Adam Central plays things in down here. Tyler Wormstad will look to trigger things in. For the Patriots. Wormstad looking. Finally gets into Lindblad on the short right baseline. He works over here against Zach Kitten. Bounce pass out on top. Well, the ball is going to be Wormstad. Wormstad drives the ball against Seeley to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Kitten. Kitten has got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Dayton Seeley into the forecourt. Now to Grant Schmidt. St. Cecilia can tie here with a field goal. Alex Tino has got it on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Kitten with his back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch there by Lindblad. So the Hawks will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:54 to play here in the second quarter. 25-23. The Patriots have got the lead. Here comes Pleak back into the ball game now. Pleak comes in. Lindblad will come to the bench for head coach Zach Foster. They get it into Asher from the corner. His shot is up there. It's in and out. Falls off of the front iron. No good. A rebound comes down to Kyler Wormstad. He streaks her back the other way. Wormstad drives it. Stops the ball. Knocked loose by Seeley. The ball is recovered here by Kitten. Turnover number 4 on Adams Central. Kitten gets the ball ahead. Now to Dayton Seeley. Down in the corner. Grant Schmidt. Down to Asher. Fakes the three. Asher right at the top of the three-point circle. Backs up. Wormstad will pick him up now. Asher drives into the free throw line to Seeley for three. Shot is up there too strong. Rebound comes down here to Cale Pleak. Pleak gets it away. Now to Garrett Sittner. Into the forecourt. Cale Pleak in the corner. Now to Wormstad to Sittner. Picked up there by Alex Tino. Sittner drives it down the baseline to the goal. He goes. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Sittner gets that one to go falling down. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So Sittner gets the field goal for Adams Central. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. That was a personal foul called there on Alex Tino. That's going to be his first team foul number 4 on the Hawks here in the first half of play. And Garrett Sittner goes to the free throw line. Sittner is 78% foul shooter in the season. 5 points already in the ball game tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central now 2 out of 2 on free throws. Hastings St. Cecilia 1 out of 7 here in the first half. The score is now 28-23. The Adams Central Patriots ranked number 10 in the Class B poll out this morning in the Lincoln Journal Star. Hastings St. Cecilia number 1 in Class C2. Teams have 3 losses between them, battling for the first and only time here this season in boys high school basketball. 28-23. There's a shot put up there by Asher. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Cale Pleak into the forecourt. Now to Bolin. Bolin drives it, kicks it down in the corner. Driving toward the goal is going to be Wormstad. He has it knocked loose and is picked up by Tino. Tino has got the ball for St. Cecilia. That's going to be the 5th turnover on Adams Central. And now coming back the other direction is going to be Wormstad, and he commits the personal foul. So not only did Kyler Wormstad lose the ball on the offensive end, he came back and committed a personal foul on the defensive end. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 7 on the Patriots. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Alex Tino. He's a 60% foul shooter. Luke Goldenstein into the ball game. Here comes Dylan Steinkruger back in. Connor Nelson comes back in now for the Pats. So Alex Tino goes to the free throw line. We are jammed here at the Chapman Gymnasium. It's hot tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Tino. They'll look for his second one here. It's 28-24 is the score now. The second made free throw in 8 attempts now for the Hawks. Alex Tino will have one more. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. That one's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. David Bolin with the ball. David Bolin runs her back the other way now for Adams Central under 30 seconds to go. There's Garrett Sittner. He drives it against Tino. He falls down at the free throw line in a traveling violation. He came to a screeching halt, but his feet went out from under him. And a traveling violation is called there on Sittner. That's the 6th turnover on Adams Central in a ball game. And now St. Cecilia will have a chance of the final shot here in the second quarter. We're down to 25.3 seconds to play. Coming into the ball game is going to be Kierkegaard. Coming out is going to be Grant Schmidt now for St. Cecilia. The Hawks will play things in. This is going to be Tino bringing the ball back the other way for St. Cecilia, shooting to our basket to our left. Tino comes to Kierkegaard inside the free throw circle, hands it away to Asher. Bounce pass goes inside, and it's going to be a foul call. Trying to get the ball to a kit, and he was fouling the play. Personal foul called here on Adams Central. I think Sittner is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be the case. Garrett Sittner just picked up his third. Zach Foster having a couple of words with the officials down here in front of the Patriot bench. So Garrett Sittner has got three personal fouls here in the first half. Now going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Zach Kitten. Kitten, a 61% foul shooter in the season. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up there. Good. 28 to 25 is the score now. Connor Nelson down to the scorer's table. He will check in. Nelson comes in. Sittner checks out. Also checking in for St. Cecilia is going to be Dayton Seeley. Seeley comes in, and Boyd will check out. 28-25 is the score. 13 seconds to play here in the second period. Zach Kitten will have one more. On the way, shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here's David Bullen. Races it across the 10-second line, 7 seconds. David Bullen to the near side. The ball's going to be swatted out of his hands, out of bounds. And now Adams Central played things in. Zach Kitten got his hands on the ball. He knocks it into the St. Cecilia bench here on the near sideline. Adams Central will play things in. Connor Nelson will trigger things in for AC with 4 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Nelson looking, clear into the backcourt. They get the ball with Kyler Wormstadt across the 10-second line. Wormstadt throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. Everything we expected here tonight, tight basketball game between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. Our score at the break, it is Adams Central 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 25. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feel like a president while relaxing on an Ashley reclining sofa, and you won't have to bust your budget when it's priced at only $5.99 during the Presidential Savings Event on now at Furniture Direct. Enjoy a great night's sleep on a firm plush top queen two-piece mattress set, now only $249. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Livingston Butler Vaughn's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Great basketball game so far. 28-25 is the score. Adams Central has got a 3-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Adams Central jumped on the Hawks early. In fact, Adams Central raced out to an 11-4 lead in the first quarter to play. It was 16-11 at the end of the first quarter. And then Adams Central got out to a 10-point lead at 21-11 in the second period of play. But then the Hawks coming back to outscore Adams Central 10-2. The poll within 23-21. And right now it's a 28-25 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll get to some totals here at halftime, brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, you can shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Brooks Asher leading the way for Hastings St. Cecilia so far. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Asher has got 1 3-point field goal. He's got 4 2-point field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Asher has got 12 points here at the break. The other scores for St. Cecilia in the first half, Zach Kitten has got 3. Kitten has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Derek Boyd has knocked down a 3-pointer. Alex Tino has got 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the line. Grant Schmidt has got a field goal for 2, and Dayton Seeley has got a field goal for 2 points. Seeley is 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hawks right now just 3 out of 11 from the stripe in the first half of play. For Adams Central tonight, they're being led by David Bowen. Bowen has got 8 points. Bowen's got a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal, so Bowen with 8 here at the break. Garrett Sittner, he has got 6 points. Sittner has got a 3. He's got a 2, and he's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, but he's also got 3 personal fouls. Connor Nelson, he's got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points, and Kyler Wormstadt, he has got 3 points in the first half. Wormstadt with a field goal, and he's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And one of the scorer for Adams Central, Evan Lindblad, he's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Adams Central, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Again, the score is 28-25. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Adams Central Patriots here at halftime. Halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. Welcome back at halftime. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
Truck Month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during Truck Month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 28-25 is our score here at halftime. Boys High School basketball. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. The Hawks are 10 out of 21 from the field for 48%. Adams Central is 12 out of 24 for 50%. So both teams shooting the ball extremely well here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia just 2 out of 7 to 1 3-pointers for 29%. Adams Central 4 out of 11 from beyond the arc for 36%. The rebounds, St. Cecilia's got 10. Adams Central has got 14. St. Cecilia's got 2 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Adams Central has got 2 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. 1 turnover for Hastings St. Cecilia in this ball game, 6 for Adams Central. St. Cecilia's got 2 steals, actually 3 steals in the first half of play. Adams Central has got 1. 1 block shot for Hastings St. Cecilia, 1 block shot for Adams Central. Again, from the free throw line, St. Cecilia just 3 out of 11 for 27%. Adams Central is 2 out of 2 for 100% here in the first half of play. Again, the score is 28-25. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing the Adams Central Patriots in boys high school basketball action here tonight. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice.
Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gym at halftime. Boys play. Adams Central is out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 28-25. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of the Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Earlier tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Adams Central by a score of 61-32. St. Cecilia raced out to a 14-0 first quarter lead. And it wasn't until within the first minute of the second quarter that Adams Central got on the scoreboard. Adams Central trailed 33-9 at halftime. It was 44-27 after three quarters. And again, the Hawkettes go on to win tonight over Adams Central in girls play by a score of 61-32. Claire Hamburger had a big game. She had 4 3-pointers, had 5 2s, and she was 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. Hamburger scores 25 for the Hawkettes. Leading scorer for Adams Central was Carly Bostock. She had 8 points. St. Cecilia now 17-3 on the season. Adams Central, they dropped to 14 wins and 6 losses. Other girls' games tonight. Hastings High, they knocked off Crete by a score of 46-39. Grand Island Northwest winners over Boone Central Newman Grove tonight in girls basketball. Final score of 52-40. Exeter Milligan rolled past McCool Junction by the score of 57-11. Those are the girls' finals that we have in boys' play up at Hastings High tonight. 3:57 to play in the second quarter. Crete is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 23-11. And also in basketball action, boys play, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Number one-ranked Columbus Scotus in Class C1 is leading a third-ranked Wahoo by a score of 25-13. 12 minutes to play in the first half in men's college basketball. You've got Wisconsin leading Nebraska at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The score is 14-7. So those are the scores that are in progress throughout the area and throughout the nation here tonight. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. 28-25 is the score here. Adams Central has got to lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
It's time to shop for your Valentine. Find a great selection with sweet prices at Goodwill. Not only do you get a sweetheart of a deal, you support Goodwill's mission services. Services support people living with a disability on Valentine's Day and every day. Visit goodwillne.org to find a store near you.
Doing it right makes such a difference.
Funeral home. Let our family help your family. Apfel Funeral Home. In your time of need. Apfel Funeral Home. You can depend on people who care. When you need us, we'll be there. Apfel Funeral Home.
Let our family help your family.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we head to quarter number three here tonight. St. Cecilia will have the possession to begin this second half of play. Hawks shooting basket to our right. So St. Cecilia plays it in. 28-25 is the score. The Hawks have never led in this ball game so far. There's an entry pass going to be off of the fingertips of Kitten. Second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's a David Bullen, now to Kyler Wormsat. St. Cecilia was starting off with a man-to-man defense. Kyler Wormsat takes it to the right side, stops there. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad, spins, his shot is up there, good. Evan Lindblad, that's his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got 8 points. 30 to 25 now. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a Kierkegaard with the ball. Kierkegaard out to the top of the key to Zach Kitten, out of Asher. Left side is Seeley. Down to Boyd. His hook shot in the lane is going to be no good. Tip try by Seeley is up and in. Dayton Seeley gets the tip. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game for the Hawks. Two teams continue to trade baskets here. 30 to 27 is the score. David Bullen back into the offensive zone for Adams Central. He throws up a three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out by Lindblad, but it's going to be picked up here by Kitten. Kitten out of Kierkegaard. He drives it. He shoots his shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad down to Connor Nelson. Down to Wormstad. His shot for three. Good. Kyler Wormstad right in front of the Adams Central bench. Knocks one down. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Big shot there by Wormstad. 33-27. Facing St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Hawks have the ball. Here's a Kitten. Kitten takes it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Lindblad gets it away. Now to David Bullen. David Bullen comes up the near sideline for Adams Central. Hesitates. Tries to drive it. Now contact made and a foul is going to be called. Kierkegaard picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Blaine Boyd. So Blaine Boyd comes into the ball game for the first time tonight. A 6'3" freshman for the Blue Hawks. He's averaging 2.1 points per ball game. Grant Schmidt also coming in. Kierkegaard will come out. Adams Central inbound the ball out here in 3-point territory. Luke Goldenstein goes inside to Lindblad. His turnaround jumper over Boyd is no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball to Adams Central. Last touch by Blaine Boyd of St. Cecilia. So Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:09 to play. Here in the third. 33-27. Facing St. Cecilia trailing Adams Central here tonight. Crosstown rivals getting together here. There's a Bullen driving for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up and in. Luke Goldenstein gets the easy tip there for the Patriots. And Adams Central is now out on top by a score of 33-27. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. There's Asher. The ball is then knocked loose. It comes into the backcourt. The scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck. It's still rolling loose. And it goes all the way to the end line. And the officials give the ball to who? Boy, four or five different players had their hands on the ball there. And finally, they give the ball to, let's see, Adams Central is going to play things in. Adams Central playing things in down here in their offensive zone, down here in the corner. 35-27. Adams Central has already led once in this ball game by 10. Threatening to open up again here in the third quarter of play. David Bolin has got the ball. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Grant Schmidt in his face defensively. There's a Sittner with the ball. Now to Goldenstein at the top of the circle. Goldenstein down to Kyler Wormstad. High left side. Kyler Wormstad dribbling the ball. Bounce pass goes down to Bolin. Loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. Bolin trying to grab it and square around here on the baseline to face the basket. And he lost the ball out of bounds. That's turnover number 7 on the Patriots here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. Here comes Cale Pleak into the ball game now. Pleak comes in. Lindblad checks out. 5:27 remaining in the third. Adams Central 35 and Hastings St. Cecilia 27. Here's Dayton Seeley driving it down the lane. He stops, nearly travels with the ball. He gets it away to Boyd. Now to Grant Schmidt, top of the key. Dayton Seeley, high right side, dribbling with the ball. Here's going to be Asher. There's a pass to Boyd, nearly intercepted. Boyd grabs it at the top of the key. Sends over to Dayton Seeley. Free throw line extended left side. Here's Derek Boyd with it out to the far sideline to Seeley. Shot for three is no good. Boyd loses the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Bolin of Adams Central. Bolin runs her back the other way. Now to Sittner down the right sideline. Sittner gets it to David Bolin. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass down to Pleak. His shot is no good and the foul is going to be called. That was a great pass by David Bolin, but Cale Pleak misses the shot and he's fouling the play. Derek Boyd picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Cale Pleak will go to the free throw line. 86% from the foul line this year. He's 33 out of 38. And his shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. That's only the third free throw that Adams Central has shot tonight. They're now 2 out of 3 from the line. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. Hits the front iron, and it rolls off of the front rim. No good. It goes out of bounds, and they get the ball to St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Coming in will be Evan Lindblad as well. So Pleak misses a couple of free throws. It's still an eight-point ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. The score is 35-27. Adams Central beat Hastings High earlier this season, looking to become the champions of Hastings here. There's Zach Kitten with the ball. Zach Kitten here on the near sideline. Dribbling with it. Comes out here to Grant Schmidt. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down in the corner to Boyd for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bolin of Adams Central. David Bolin runs it back the other way. His pocket's going to be picked here at the 10-second line. Now the ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Seeley gets into Garrett Sittner. No foul called. No foul is called there. But the ball is recovered by Adams Central. That's going to be David Bolin. Takes it in the lane. That ball is knocked down by Grant Schmidt. The ball is recovered here by Kyler Wormstead. Things are getting out of control here in the third quarter. Kyler Wormstead has got it. And now we've got a timeout called here. Zach Foster wants to burn a timeout. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play. In quarter number three, we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
Haney's Auto Sales of Hastings has a great selection of used pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and visit with Mike today for a good deal on your next car, truck, or SUV. If he don't have it, he can find it. Haney's has been serving Hastings and the surrounding area since 1962, so it's a name that you can trust. Haney's Auto Sales, located at 1007 South Elm Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-2636. Haney's Auto Sales, clearly meeting car buyers' needs for decades.
1230 KHAS.
High 356 to play here in the third quarter, 35-27. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots coming off their Lupac Conference Basketball Tournament Championship from over the weekend. Facing the number one ranked team in Class C2 tonight, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Tyler Wormstad has got the ball for the Patriots on the high right side now. That's Bolin, dumps it down. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be good. Evan Lindblad. Lindblad scoring there. Here's a steal in backcourt now by Wormstad. A turnover on St. Cecilia. 37-27. Wormstad down in the corner. Sittner fakes the three. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Kitten for St. Cecilia. His outlet pass is tipped, but it's picked up by Seeley. Seeley has got the ball for the Hawks into the forecourt. Now to Kitten. 3:14 to play in the third quarter. A 10-point ball game now. Adams Central has got the lead. They get it inside to Boyd. His shot is up there and in. Derek Boyd scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. The Hawks call a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Call 462-4600. 3:05 to play. Adams Central 37, St. Cecilia 29.
America, last year we did not get your billion back. We got your billions back. So many billions, we started thinking, this isn't tax season. This is refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block. Guaranteed. Get your billions back, America.
Based on maximum refund guarantee, not everyone gets a refund. For details, visit hrblock.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 37-29. Patriots have lost just two games this year. Hastings St. Cecilia has lost only one game. Here comes Adams Central back in their offensive zone. Driving the ball is going to be Bolin. This short jumper off of the right baseline is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Brooks Asher with the ball. He trots it back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Derek Boyd, high left side, out to Kierkegaard. Now to Asher, gets away, drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouling the play. Brooks Asher took it right to the goal, and he scores for St. Cecilia. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Wormstad. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Here comes Alex Tino into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Seeley. Asher to the free throw line for the Hawks. One out of two there so far tonight. Hines the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. Shot good. 37-32. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead. Patriots come back with the ball. Here's David Bolin across the 10-second line. David Bolin moves to the left side of the floor on the dribble. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. Runs off of the front iron. No get him. A foul called on the rebound. Bolin just kind of forces up a shot there. We got a foul called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Adam Central. Personal is going to be whistled on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. And now St. Cecilia can slice into the lead. 37-32. Adam Central led at halftime, 28-25. There's Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino comes to the right side. That's going to be Kitten with it. Skip pass goes down in the left corner. Boyd for three. Shot good. Derek Boyd hits a three-pointer. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 37-35. St. Cecilia has come back to score 8 straight points here. 2 minutes to play. Here in this third quarter, there's a Kyler Warmstadt. He backs up near the 10-second line. Down, gets away from Kierkegaard. Drives into the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten of St. Cecilia down the near sideline to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard stops. Gets the ball to Asher. His three-pointer is put up there is good, but it won't count. We got an offensive foul called here. That's going to go on to Kierkegaard. Asher threw up a three. That would have given the St. Cecilia the lead there, but they wave it off as a foul is going to be called on Kierkegaard. After he got rid of the ball, he runs over a Patriot down here on the near sideline and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be Kierkegaard's fourth foul. A minute and 46 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, 37-35. Adam Central has got the ball back now. David Bullen has got it as he works against Tino. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Kyler Warmstadt now to Pleak. Far sideline, Bolin has got the ball behind a Pleak screen. Bounce pass goes down to Pleak. Mishandles the ball, but is loose and is picked up by Kitten. The eighth turnover on Adam Central. Here's Dayton Seeley with it now. He has it knocked loose, but Seeley picks it up and then covers it up. He gets the ball into the hands of Derek Boyd. Now to Seeley again. Minute and 16 to play. They lob it inside to Kitten. He goes for the hole. Shot good. Kitten scores over Lindblad, and we're tied up. 37 points apiece with a minute and 7 seconds to play. Adam Central had a 10-point lead at 37-27, and now we got a foul called out here in 3-point territory. A foul is going to be called on Adam Central. An offensive foul called here. It's going to go on Cale Pleak. That's going to be his second. So Hastings St. Cecilia right now on a 10-0 run after the Patriots open up a 37-27 lead in this third period. Now St. Cecilia has a chance to pull ahead here, and the place is getting ready to erupt here tonight. It's going to be a great fourth quarter. Dayton Seeley has got the ball for the Hawks. Dayton Seeley comes to the near sideline. Bounce pass inside to Kitten. He's surrounded double team. Kitten has to get rid of it. He does. Is Seeley down here on the right baseline. Dayton Seeley kicks her back out to Kitten in 3 points here at Toy. Out to Alex Tino. Tino down to Dayton Seeley down in the corner. Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up by Connor Nelson. Connor Nelson has got the ball for Adam Central to Lindblad. He drives it to the goal. Lindblad puts it up to left-handed and scores. Lindblad now with 12 points in the ball game. Asher comes back to the other end. His shot is up there and in. Asher just took off and went coast to coast. He scores. And we're tied up now at 39 points apiece. Here's Connor Nelson. Spins left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked from behind by Boyd. Derek Boyd has got the ball to the near sideline to Asher. 7 seconds. Asher drives the ball to the goal. Shot no good. Foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Adam Central. Going to go on Goldenstein. That's going to be his first. And now it'll be St. Cecilia going to the free throw line with Brooks Asher. We're tied up at 39 points apiece with 3.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Asher's free throw is up there. Good. St. Cecilia has their first lead of the ball game here at 40-39 with 3.2 seconds to play in this period. Adam Central has led it the entire way. Down to an 11-4 lead in the first quarter. Led 16-11 at the end of one. They led at halftime, 28-25, and a 10-point lead a couple of times here in the third. Shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. Asher gives St. Cecilia a 2-point lead. But now Brooks is going to check out of the ball game. Grant Schmidt will come in. 41-39 with 3.2 seconds to play. They play it in now to Kyler Warmstadt from backcourt. He launches up there. The shot is going to be no good, and that's the end of three quarters. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball. The score now is Hastings St. Cecilia 41, Adams Central 39. You're listening to basketball action on 1230 KHIS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Wisconsin leading Nebraska 27-13 during halftime. So the Huskers score only 13 points in the first half against Wisconsin tonight at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 41-39. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a two-point lead over Adams Central. Patriots have the opening possession here in the fourth. There's Goldenstein with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now. That's going to be Warmstadt out to Goldenstein. Right sideline, David Bolin. Bolin open from three. Takes a shot. Hits it. David Bolin got away from Grant Schmidt. And he made him pay for it. A three-pointer there by David Bolin. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. That's his first field goal, though, in the second half. Adams Central has now got a one-point lead, 42-41. We're in the fourth quarter of play here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Alex Tino has got the ball open for three. Takes a shot, buries it. Alex Tino hits a three-pointer. He was left wide open at the top of the key. St. Cecilia now has a two-point lead at 44-42. Here in this fourth quarter, here comes Connor Nelson with the ball down the right sideline. Tino will pick him up. Nelson gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. On the right side to Goldenstein. Goldenstein now to David Bolin on the left side of the lane. Picked up there by Grant Schmidt defensively for the Hawks. Down in the corner, they get it to Nelson. A long pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected away from Lindblad. The ball is loose. It's picked up by St. Cecilia on the far sideline. The ninth turnover at Adams Central. Picked up on the far sideline over there by Grant Schmidt. And now we got a traveling violation on Schmidt. He got the pass there from Dayton Seeley down in the corner. And he's calling for the traveling violation. That's the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Adams Central has got nine. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead. It's 44-42 with 6 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in quarter number four. There comes David Bolin now for Adams Central as he trots it across the midcourt stripe. They work it to the left side of the floor. They get the ball into the hands of Garrett Sittner, who's playing with three personal fouls. Sittner at the top of the key goes over to Tyler Warmstadt on the wing on the right side. Warmstadt brings it out in 3 points here. Troy DeBolin open for three. Takes a shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Zach Kitten has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Blurs it out to the near sideline to Dayton Seeley. Runs into the offensive zone. Seeley down on the baseline. Dishes off inside. A driving shot by Kitten is going to be no good. Nice pass, but Kitten blows the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here's Sittner. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Kitten. And he has it knocked out of his hands there by Sittner. And it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. High school basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. From the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawks are out on top of the Patriots here tonight by a score of 44-42. St. Cecilia back with the basketball as they bringing it into the forward court. Goes over to Grant Schmidt. High left side. Bounce pass now to Kitten. Kitten around to Grant Schmidt. Screen. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Down into the lane. Jump pass down in the corner. Boyd for a three. Bang! Derek Boyd throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. And the Hawks are now on top by a score of 47-42. 5:16 to play. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. During the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. 47-42, St. Cecilia has got the lead. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
In the third quarter, St. Cecilia hits 6 out of 11 shots for 55%. Adams Central 5 out of 13, 38%. For the game, St. Cecilia is 16 out of 32 for 50%. Adams Central 17 out of 37 for 46%. The rebounds, St. Cecilia now with 15 in the ball game. Adams Central has got 19. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia 1 out of 2 in the, actually 1 out of 4 in the third quarter. Adams Central is 1 out of 2. And right now it's a 47-42 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central following the Zach Foster timeout. AC has got the ball in their offensive end. David Bolin with it. Free throw line jumper is put up over to Schmidt. Good. David Bolin now with 13 in the ball game for Adams Central. It's a 47-44 ball game. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. There's a Dayton Seeley with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley works out on top against Wormstad of Adams Central. Goes over to Grant Schmidt, high left side. Top of the circle, that's Kitten. Drives the ball to the hole and shot. It's up there, good. Zach Kitten, aggressive here in the second half. He gets to the hole and scores. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by 5, 49-44. Here's Bullen. His short jumper is going to be no good. Rebound Lindblad, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia at the 4:23 mark. The foul is going to go on Grant Schmidt. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Hawks. Boyd checks out. Kierkegaard back in. Adams Central inbounds. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lindblad throws the ball into the backcourt. That is going to be an over and back violation. Over and back violation is Lindblad. Throws it into the backcourt. Sittner comes back and grabs it, but a violation there on Adams Central. That's going to be turnover number 10 on the Patriots. Adams Central is dropping back now in defense. St. Cecilia will inbound here off of the near sideline. Dayton Seeley has got it here in the backcourt. Approaching the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, the Hawks have a five-point lead, 49-44. There's Asher driving the ball, loses control of it. It was picked up by Seeley. Right side of the basket, Seeley trying to put a move on, goes up with a shot. It's good, and he's found in the play. Dayton Seeley grabs the ball on the baseline to the right side of the basket, put a man in the air, goes up with a shot, and hits the field goal and one. So Dayton Seeley has now got 6 points in the basketball game. He was fouled by Connor Nelson of Adams Central. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number 5 now on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Seeley to the free throw line, and shot is up there. The shot good, 3-point play. Big one there for the Hawks. They're out on top now by a score of 52-44 with 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. They've trailed by 10 a couple of times here in the second half. There's Evan Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad down to a Bolin. Bolin throws up a 10-footer. Left side of the lane is going to be no good. Now the Patriots can't throw the ball in the ocean. Rebound comes down here to Zach Kitten of St. Cecilia. Kitten now to Asher. On the near sideline, behind a Kitten screen. Here on the near sideline, Asher has got it. Brooks sends it down in the corner to Kierkegaard. He puts it on the floor, comes out here to Asher, between the circles. Brooks, Asher, down in the corner to Kierkegaard. There's Dayton Seeley. Lob pass inside, deflected away from Kitten. The ball's recovered here by Adams Central. Running back the other way is Bolin. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops, puts up a shot, scores. St. Cecilia turns over for the fifth time. David Bolin gets the field goal, 52-46. St. Cecilia leading by 6 points with 3 minutes to play. Here's Kitten again with the ball. Kitten gets it to Kierkegaard. He mishandles it and is picked up by Connor Nelson. The sixth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have a 6-point lead. Here comes David Bolin back with the ball for Adams Central. He drives it to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Asher. Brooks Asher with the ball for the Blue Hawks. Sends it to the far side. Zach Kitten has got it. He'll bring things up. Kitten across the 10-second line, and now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. The Hawks call a timeout. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow, we will head for Lincoln. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos getting set to take on the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow night. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the men to follow at 8. The Pepsi pregame show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. We'll name our players of the game coming up after this one tonight. Coach's postgame show before we get out of here. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central. The score is 52-46. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Dayton Seeley now to Kitten. He is double teamed. Kitten dribbling with the ball here on the near sideline. His pass to Seeley nearly intercepted here by Bolin. Dayton Seeley has gotten to the far sideline out of Asher. Jump pass inside to Grant Schmidt. He's going to be fouled into play. Grant Schmidt grabs it right in front of the basket, and he was mauled in the play there by Adams Central's David Bolin. Bolin picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. This will be a non-shooting situation, so it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Dayton Seeley will key things in for the Blue Hawks. He's got the ball. Seeley looking, and finally a 5-second violation is called, and Seeley unable to inbound the ball. A violation there on the Hawks. Good defense by Adams Central. Now with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, the Patriots get the ball back here. The score is 52-46. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's David Bolin. David Bolin comes over here to warm stats. Out here in three-point territory, now to Goldenstein, now to Bolin again, high right side. Bolin dribbles inside the free throw circle, sends it over to Nelson. He can't put up a three. Now he does over Asher. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound, Boyd. Barry Boyd has got the rebound for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Dayton Seeley. Streaks it down the right side. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Asher from the corner. Shot for three. Good, and he's fouling the play. And Asher goes tumbling into the bench over on the far side. He hits the three-pointer. He hit his head on the first row of the bleachers over there. And he is slow to get up. Brooks Asher is going to get up here. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a four-point play. The personal foul went on Connor Nelson. So Asher will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. He'll have one shot here trying to make this a big four-point play. Could be the turning point of the ball game because this would give St. Cecilia a 10-point lead. At the 153 mark on a four-point play, a possibility here by Brooks Asher. Brooks will look up there. His shot is going to be good. A four-point play there by Asher. 56-46. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Under 2 minutes to play now here in the basketball game. Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt open for three. Takes a long three and his shot is up and in. Wormstadt now with 9 points in the basketball game. 56-49. Down to a minute and 36 seconds to play. Here's Zach Kitten. He falls down. Traveling violation. Kitten just brought it across the 10-second line and fell down. He falls to the seat of his pants. That's going to be turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. And now Adams Central will play things in here on the near sideline. A minute and 32 seconds to play. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 56-49. There's Wormstadt with the ball. Wormstadt again for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It's up over the glass out of play. And St. Cecilia will play things in. They're in backcourt. Here comes Grant Schmidt into the ballgame now. Brooks Asher's got 23 points for Hastings St. Cecilia in this ballgame tonight. David Bolin, he has got 15. Evan Lindblad has got 12 points. A minute and 22 seconds to play. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball. They throw it out of bounds. Asher trying to connect on the far sideline to Zach Kitten. They were on the same page, and they threw it into the second row of the bleachers over there. Turnover number 9. On St. Cecilia, now Adam Central playing things in from underneath their own basket. That's David Bolin looking to trigger things in. He does. Gets it to Sittner for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Sittner was knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Grant Schmidt. Now to Seeley. A minute and 14 to play. 56-49. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Dayton Seeley here in backcourt. Gets it to Boyd. He drives it to the rack. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he's going to be fouling the play as Boyd goes tumbling down underneath the basket. The foul is going to go on Bolin. That's going to be his third. And now Derek Boyd, who is just now getting back into some playing shape here for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks, will go to the free throw line. Boyd sat out about 10, 12 days with mononucleosis. Missed a couple of ball games for the Hawks. Back in there now. He's got a good night, 11 points. Shot is up there. It's good. Derek Boyd will have one more. And the Blue Hawks are out on top now by 8. It is 57-49. Derek Boyd will have one more. He sets. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound tapped around. Seeley grabs the ball. Seeley has got the offensive board and he's going to be fouled in the play here by Nelson. Dayton Seeley comes up with a loose ball down there in the corner and he's immediately fouled by Connor Nelson. And that's going to be his fifth personal foul. So Connor Nelson is out of the ball game. He leaves with a minute to play. He leaves with 5 points. Adams Central had a 37-27 lead in this ballgame. St. Cecilia on a 30-12 run from that point. Here in the second half. That was midway through the third quarter when the Patriots had that lead. Here's Seeley at the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot good. Dayton Seeley will have one more. Now it's 58-49 in favor of the Hawks. Dayton Seeley can give the Blue Hawks a 10-point lead, but he misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Cale Pleak. So still a 3-possession ball game. 9 points. Here's Bolin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball rebounded in the corner by Garrett Sittner. He'll take a three. A shot good. Garrett Sittner knocks down a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. 47 seconds to play. We got a 2-possession ball game. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Call 462-4600. The score, 47 seconds to play. It's Adams Central trailing St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks 58, the Patriots 52.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action tonight from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at the Chapman Gym. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We'll have a basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead, 58-52, but boy, the way Patriots can shoot the basketball, this one is far from being over. David Bolin, Garrett Sittner can both hit the outside three. Kyler Warmstad, we've seen him tonight, hit the three. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Kitten will get things in to Asher. Asher now to a Dayton Seeley down the far sideline. He's going to be fouled in the play. Kyler Warmstad just grabs him as he comes over across the 10-second line. And that's going to send the Blue Hawks back to the free throw line. Probably, if you're Adams Central, not a bad thing. Hawks have struggled all season long for the line. Here's a free throw. It's up there. No good by Dayton Seeley. Seeley will have another one. Zach Foster encouraging his guys to rebound, block out. It's a two-possession ball game, 58-52 with 44.2 seconds to play. Next shot is up there, good. 59-52. So here come the Patriots back the other way. David Bullen trots it back the other direction, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, throws up an awkward-looking shot. It goes through the hole, and he gets fouled in the play. David Bullen gets the field goal to go down. The bucket's going to count. And the foul goes on Grant Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. So now the score is 59-54 in favor of the Blue Hawks with 36 seconds to play. David Bullen will go to the free throw line. First time tonight he's been at the stripe. He's got 17 points in the basketball game here for Adams Central. David Bullen's free throw is up there. It circles the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kitten, now to Asher. Trapped here in backcourt. Asher has to get rid of it. Now he burns the timeout. Asher was trapped in the deep left corner down here. And he burns the timeout to save the possession. 30.1 seconds to play in this basketball game, 59-54. St. Cecilia with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll have more after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enroe, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select brightness half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 30.1 seconds to play here in this game. It's 59-54. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks will play Grand Island Central Catholic on Thursday night here at the Chapman Gym. That's the team to beat St. Cecilia during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week or so ago. We'll have that game for you as well on Thursday here on KHAS. So another full house expected on Thursday. St. Cecilia will also play in the Heartland Hoots Classic on Saturday up in Grand Island. They'll take on Pruning Davenport Shickley, one of the top-rated teams in Class D1. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Bullen went over the left shoulder of Asher and deflected the ball out of bounds. 29.3 seconds to play now. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball deep in the corner here. St. Cecilia looking inbound to finally get it in to a Boyd. Boyd gets it away. Now the ball's going to be tipped away. It's loose, and it's finally picked up by St. Cecilia. Now a foul is going to be called. Garrett Sittner had his hands on the ball there for Adams Central right in front of the basket. Then it was knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It goes on Sittner. That's going to be his fourth. So Adams Central had a golden opportunity right there. The ball was loose. It was on the floor. Sittner had his hands on it, but it was jarred loose. And Tino is fouled in the play. Now Alex Tino will go to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks. One out of two for the line today. Tenth team foul called, and Adams Central in his second half. So this will be a two-shot foul. First one is up there. It's no good. Alex Tino will have another one. 59-54. It's a five-point ball game. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. They've come from 10 points down a couple of times here in the ball game. And now they're enjoying a five-point lead with 23.3 seconds to play. Tino's next free throw is up there. His shot good. It's one out of two from the free throw line, but still just a two-possession ball game. Still plenty of time. Taking it down the right sideline is going to be a David Bullen. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it against Tino. Throws up a shot. Misses. No good from three. Rebound Sittner. His shot from the corner for three. It's the side of the glass. No good. Rebound Wormstadt. He loses the ball. Tino has got it. Tino gets the ball away. It's picked up here, and a foul is going to be called. Tino rolls the ball out to Kitten, and he was fouled in a play here by Wormstadt. That's going to be his fourth. 5.3 seconds to play now in the basketball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead 60-54. Zach Kitten will go to the line. One out of four tonight. He'll have two shots. Again, they're over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. So Zach Kitten goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there and his shot good. Now 61-54. Adams Central has got a date with Ravenna coming up on Thursday. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Grand Island Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Zach Kitten as he nails a couple of free throws. It's now 62-54. Hunter Fisher comes into the ball game for Asher. Boyd is also going to check out. Coming in is going to be Braden Poppy. And now the Hawks are going to clear the bench here with 5.3 seconds remaining. Trey Asher is going to come in. Austin Esch will check in. Also a Grant Farmer coming into the ball game now for the Hawks. So St. Cecilia going to improve to 18-1 on the season as they get ready for the Crusaders coming up on Thursday. Adams Central plays things in. Wormstadt comes into the forecourt. Wormstadt from long range, a three-pointer, no good. That's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia beats Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, the Blue Hawks 62, Adams Central 54. Adams Central drops to 18 wins and three losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia, they improved to 18-1. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Adams Central tonight. Final score of 62-54. Back with a recap after this.